The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates today for the third time this year. Rates are raised with the hope of leading to other positive changes in the economy. In the months since the last rate hike, job numbers have been high and the GDP robust, but the decision ripples out in other ways affecting everyone. We wondered about those effects on Arizona's small businesses, and we're joined now by Craig Jordan, who specializes in lender relations with the U.S. Small Business Administration. Hi, Craig.
Hello.
So let's start off with what the sort of the takeaway might be. I mean, obviously, if interest rates go up, getting a loan can be more expensive. What is the overall effect on small business? Let's start with maybe them trying to take out loans for whatever reason they might need a little extra cash.
Well, you're absolutely correct. As those rates creep up, lending gets a little bit more expensive. And just to put comparative numbers together, if you were looking at the last 3 years, prior to fiscal 18, we've had a 10% to 15% increase in the amount of dollars that we've guaranteed in the Arizona market. In fiscal 18, we're going to be down about 5 or 6%. And I do believe that that is a result of that cost becoming more expensive. So I think it's a decision that a business owner has to make. Is now the right time to go ahead and engage in debt, considering that it's almost 2 points more expensive than it would have been in, say, January of 2015.
Do you tend to see a rush of applications as maybe news starts to get out that the Fed is considering doing something like this?
No, I really think that it's a calculated effect. I think that what happens is any quarter, any half percent increase in the rate doesn't make a huge impact. It's more the aggregate over the long term, because I do think that there is a lag between when the rate is raised and the impact, maybe of 12 to 18 months down the road. So if rates continue to go up, I think what you'll see is a downtrend in aggregate SBA guaranteed lending, probably in the state, because of the fact that the money is getting more expensive.
So we've been seeing interest rates steadily go up here and there, little by little. Where do we compare, though? I mean, interest rates are relatively still pretty low, right?
Yeah, if you look at the historic chart for prime, yeah, you'll see that we were in uncharted waters from 2008 to 2015 at 3.25. I mean, if you go back to the 2000s, you'll see prime was up at 9, and we're sitting at 5 right now. So historically, money's not that expensive, but from everybody's short-term memory, it's getting more expensive.
Well, which is more important? I mean, it seems to me that if you are a small business and you're looking to make some kind of improvement or maybe expand or something, you don't necessarily care what the rate was, you know, 5 or 8 years ago. You care about what it was maybe 2 quarters ago.
Yeah, so I think you do a careful analysis of what your expected return on that debt is going to be. And you need to be a little more careful when money is more expensive than maybe you do when it's super cheap. So that's just, you know, proper planning. And making sure that when you're taking out debt, that it's going to have a return for you.
So I guess that means that businesses maybe think a little bit differently about what they might take that loan out for. Maybe there are some things that ideally they would like to do, maybe get shelled for a little bit, and things maybe they have to do are put on the front burner.
I would say so, yes, that would be correct.
There's the other side of this, though, right? Like the consumer side. So the economy is doing pretty well. People are spending more money, I would assume. Does that also sort of balance this out for small businesses and make them, they're going to be making, counting on making some more money in this period as well?
You make a very good point. That is actually the economical philosophy behind the raise in rates. It's that when the rates go up, the economy is doing better. People are making more money. You're getting more out of your savings and checking accounts now, right? Whereas before you were getting almost no return to a minimal return, and now you're starting to see some savings accounts creep up again because of the fact that rates are going up. So, but you are correct. I think that is the balancing factor that's involved with when rates raise. That's the argument that people are supposed to be making more money, and so there's a leveling effect of the interest rate increase.
Craig, what kind of questions do you get from small businesses around times when the Fed might be looking to raise rates? I mean, do you hear from folks more wondering what kind of effect it might have on them?
I do. And specifically in understanding note structure, it might be a little bit of a technical knowledge, but a lot of these loans are structured on variable rate notes. And so it's really imperative that any small business, when they engage in debt, they clearly understand the terms of the note. And that's why rates are so important, because many times they're engaging in a 5-year fix that will adjust. And when it does adjust, you're looking at the interest rate environment down the road, which could be higher or lower or the same. But they need to be prepared for what's going to happen if they're in an interest rate structure that's variable down the road. So they need to know what's going to happen when it would potentially adjust.
All right. That's Craig Jordan. He specializes in lender relations with the U.S. Small Business Administration. Craig, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. It was an honor.